Viewpoint CRTV.
As a prelude to the commemoration of the World Day to Combat Desertification and Drought, a series of tree planting and mass sensitization campaigns have been organized in Goundere by the Adamawa Regional Delegation of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development. In the light of this year's theme, which is United for Land, Our Legacy, Our Future, Kevin Bunda in today's Viewpoint highlights the negative impacts of man's actions on diversity as he underlines the need to increase public awareness, especially in a rural milieu where adequate measures must be taken immediately to remedy the situation.
The Adamawa region for now undeniably has one of the best weather conditions in Cameroon, with two distinct seasons that are quite accommodating. The dry season begins in November and ends in March, while the wet season begins in April and ends in October, with rainfall averaging 900 to 1,500 millimeters a year. Furthermore, as the watershed of Cameroon, the Adamawa is the only region of the three northern regions of the country where the rivers continue to flow even in the heart of the dry season. These and many other natural endowments appear to have been pushing inhabitants of the Adamawa region to indulge in practices that lead to land degradation. As a matter of fact, within the last couple of years, some 3 million hectares of forest land has been degraded in the Adamawa region. This unruly attitude on the part of the population in the Adamawa region is manifested through wild bushfires and the wanton destruction of the forest for farmland and firewood. From Meganga in Bere Division to Ngaundere in the Mvina Division, heaps of bundles of firewood are displayed for sale on both sides of the 150-kilometer stretch of road. Cognizant of the impending danger, the government, through the Ministry of the Environment, Protection of Nature and Sustainable Development, has classified the Adamawa region in the third position in terms of priority zones for the fight against desertification. Apart from planting trees on land not previously forested, several sensitization campaigns for the population to adopt environmental-friendly attitudes have been organized by local authorities with support from the media. Besides, reforestation has been carried out in areas where the forest and woodlands have been depleted. Intriguingly, in rural areas, the population has been refusing categorically to effect any behavior. If the trend should continue, experts say the indigenous population will in future grapple with a host of problems such as desertification, soil erosion, poor harvest, flooding, and an increase in the emission of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. To prevent this from happening, there is an urgent need for drastic measures to be taken by the government to put an end to the wanton destruction of the forest by bringing to book those found guilty. In addition, there is need for continuous sensitization campaigns to be organized. In effect, members of the public have to be made to understand the importance of environmental protection and the role each and everyone is expected to play to guard against environmental concerns that result from the actions of man. After all, prevention, it is said, is better and much cheaper than cure. Once desertification has occurred, it becomes an uphill task to reverse the situation. So, given that a stitch in time saves nine, the best time to act can only be now.
Kevin Bunda, station manager of CRTV Adamawa, editorialist.